Whom do you trust? What do you trust in? I was recently on a plane and I wondered just for a moment why I trusted this big bucket of bolts and screws. I thought about the pilot. Did he have too much to drink that night, or did he have a death wish because his family blew up? The Bible makes this debate very clear. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in people, others trust in wealth or beauty. Aren't we all going to grow old? Shouldn't we all stay humble because you don't know what will happen tomorrow? The Bible says, for what's life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then passes away. James chapter 4. And Proverbs 31 says, and charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. There was a time when I was 2% body fat and I could run all day. But there have been too many donuts and burgers since. And I'm on the last chapter of my life. I've lived a great life. I'm so grateful to God and a lot of wonderful people. I've also come to a liberating conclusion. I can totally trust the Lord our God. His grace and mercy are sublime. He's a good God. Do you know that he's a good father as well? Do you believe this? So let's get rid of some common distorted God concepts. We mentioned them a few days ago, and I wrote about them in the 30-Day Journey to Spiritual Health. Wow, that's a good series. God is not a cruel chess player or manipulator. He gave you free will, so use it wisely. Number two, we will reap what we sow. Whether it's good or bad seeds, it's up to us. Bad seeds produce bad fruit. The Bible says in Galatians 6:7, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Three, God cares about you. He's not an absentee landlord at all. Number four, God's not angry with you. Christ paid the penalty for all your sins. He loves you unconditionally. I hope and pray that you'll erase the distorted images of God and replace them with the truth. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.